love of God is within, assuring us.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's nice to have just one divine service a year where we thank God for the gift of holy baptism. And I think it would be nice for us to, as a congregation, as long as it's a nice cozy gathering this morning, to recite the catechism. So if you need a little refresher there, you can go to page 325 in your hymnal. The sacrament of holy baptism, as the head of the family should teach it in a simple way to his household. What is baptism altogether? Baptism is not just plain water, but it is the water included in God's command and combined with God's word. Which is that word of God? Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." What benefits does baptism give? It works forgiveness of sins, rescues from death and the devil, and gives eternal salvation to all who believe this, as the words and promises of God declare. Which are these words and promises of God? Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Mark, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned." How can water do such great things? Certainly not just water, but the Word of God in and with the water does these things, along with the faith which trusts this Word of God in the water. For without God's Word, the water is plain water, and no baptism. But with the word of God, it is a baptism, that is a life-giving water, rich in grace, and a washing of the new birth in the Holy Spirit. As St. Paul says in Titus chapter 3, "He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that, having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life." That's what he's saying. What does such baptizing with water indicate? It indicates that the old Adam in us should by daily contrition and repentance be drowned and die with all sins and evil desires, and that a new man should daily emerge and arise to live before God in righteousness and purity forever. Where is this written? St. Paul writes in Romans chapter 6, "We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life." You can see there that we have so much in our baptisms. The gifts that we have in our baptism are truly astounding. And we can never think of our baptism or thank God for our baptism enough. What baptism means is that our sins are washed away. It means that we belong to God and that we have been rescued from the devil. Baptism means that we are joined even to Jesus' death and that we share in his resurrection. In baptism, we have a white robe of righteousness that alone avails before God in heaven and that declares us holy and blessed and acceptable to God. The epistle that we have today is so perfect. And I want you to think about baptism. I want you to think about your baptism in light of what Paul writes to us this morning in our epistle. He writes, "But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are. What is more foolish, after all, to human wisdom than the belief that a handful of water splashed on the head of a child or an adult can mean the difference between life and death and heaven and hell? How foolish that is to human wisdom. And yet, by faith, we know that it's not just plain water, but that the water is joined to God's command and combined with God's word. And that when the word and when the water come together, it becomes a life-giving water. It becomes a refreshing and holy sacrament that gives us new life and makes us acceptable to God. Foolishness. When Jesus came to the Jordan to be baptized by John, at first John thought it was a little foolish too. Wait a minute, Jesus, I'm the sinner. I need to be baptized by you, so why are you coming to me? It was a good question, because baptism is about forgiveness of sins, but Jesus, as John knew, and as you all know, had no sins of his own. And so Jesus gives us that great answer, let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. You see, Jesus wasn't baptized to have sins forgiven. He had no need of that. But he came in baptism to take the world's sins away. That's why John earlier had cried out in a moment of perfect clarity when he said, behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world. You see, when Jesus descended into those waters, he was changing places with you. Everything belonging to you, sin, shame, guilt, that he all made his own. And in exchange, he gives you all that belongs to him. Righteousness, holiness, innocence, blessedness. In baptism, in Jesus' baptism, he's already embracing his cross. He's embracing his mission. And that's why the heavens open, and that's why the Father speaks those words, behold my Son with whom I am well pleased. He's pleased because he's doing what he came to do, to rescue you and to make you holy and blameless before the Father. When our Lord ascended into heaven, he said, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. If you have been lost, if you have been a prodigal son or daughter, if you have strayed, if you have fallen into some sin, and if you have fallen away from the status that God gave you in your baptism, come home. That's what baptism is for. If you've wandered away from the home that baptism gives you, and you've moved into some filthy places in the world, return to your baptism. You cannot exhaust it. Receive forgiveness and receive God's favor. Return. Martin Luther says that every morning when you wake up or wash your hands or take a shower, you should remember your baptism, that you are loved of God, that he forgives you your sins, meaning that baptism is never, never, never in the rearview mirror, but it has every significance for your daily life, to enjoy forgiveness now, to return to God, and that we find his warm and open embrace. Return home. Return to your baptism. Return to God's favor, and it's that easy. Christ has done it. You see, when we are faithless, God is faithful. When we come in repentance, you'll find an open embrace of God in this holy washing and in this blessed flood. So this morning, as you remember your baptism, let the waters flood over you and let Jesus' blood cover you and have the boldness and confidence to enjoy the testimony of a good conscience, knowing that God is pleased with you. Luther would write in the Large Catechism, we see what a great and excellent thing baptism is, which snatches us from the jaws of the devil and makes God our own, overcomes and takes away all sin, and daily strengthens the new man. Baptism always remains until we pass from this present misery to eternal glory. The meaning and power and promise of holy baptism rests entirely on the one who lived perfectly in your place, who died and rose again, victorious over death and the grave. And in holy baptism, we have all the blessings of Christ. We have the acceptance of the Father and an open door to heaven. In the name of Jesus, amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
And take not thy Holy Spirit from me, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty God, save and defend your whole church purchased with the precious blood of Christ. Strengthen your faithful people through the word and the holy sacraments, making them perfect in love and in all good works, and establishing in them the faith once delivered to the saints. Lord, in your mercy, send the light of your truth into all the earth. Raise up faithful servants of Christ to advance the gospel both at home and in distant lands. Lord, in your mercy. In your mercy, strengthen newly established congregations and support them in challenging times. Make them steadfast, abounding in the work of the Lord, and let their faith and zeal for the gospel refresh and renew the witness of your people everywhere. Lord, in your mercy. Preserve our nation in justice and honor, that we may lead a peaceable life with integrity. Grant health and favor to all who bear office in our land, especially Joseph, our president, Tony, our governor, and all those who make and minister and judge our laws. Help them to serve this people according to your holy will. Lord, in your mercy. Take from us all hatred and prejudice. Give us the spirit of love and order our days in your peace. Prosper the labor of those who work to bring peace and justice to the nations of the world, that mutual understanding and common endeavor may be increased among all peoples. Lord, in your mercy. Sanctify our homes with your presence and bless them with joy. Keep our children in the covenant of their baptisms and enable their parents to bring them up in lives of faith and devotion. Unite the members of all families in a spirit of affection and service, that they may show your praise in our land and in all the world. Lord, in your mercy. All these things and whatever else you know that we need, grant us, Father, for the sake of him who died and rose again, and now lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to God.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For at his baptism, your voice from heaven revealed him as your beloved Son, and the Holy Spirit descended on him, confirming him to be the Christ. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is he, blessed is he, name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done
on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take it, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. O Christ, thou Lamb of God,
given for you, the true body of Christ given for you, the true body of Christ given for you. The true body of Christ given for you, the true blood of Christ shed for you, the true blood of Christ shed for you, the true blood of Christ shed for you. For the remission of all of your sins, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Welcome to the Lord's table. The true body of Christ given for you. 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 The true blood of Christ shed 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 for you. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
us once with sinners numbered, had no blemish of his own. In the waters of the Jordan, his true worth and work were shown. Heaven opened and the Spirit there descended like a dove. As the Father's voice resounded, hear my Son, the one I love. John confessed him as the Savior. Look, the sinless Lamb of God. Yet he did not lose the sandals of the one God's love had shone. Oh, how fair the feet of Jesus, bringing news of peace to us. Christ, the herald of salvation, preaching mercy from the cross. This the baptism that our Savior greatly longed to undergo. This the crimson cleanse he needed, so the world God's love might know. This the mission of Messiah, as he stepped from Jordan's stream. He, the chosen and anointed, Son of God sent to redeem. Jesus once with sinners numbered, full obedience was your path. You by death have consecrated water saving bath. Rising to a life of grace, we are counted with the righteous. Over us the cross you trace.
Good morning. Well, thanks for your presence for the Feast of the Baptism of our Lord, celebrated on the culmination of the octave, 8 days after the Feast of Epiphany, which happens to be today. Tomorrow we'll celebrate the wedding at Cana. Epiphany tide is a season within Christmas tide, and that would culminate in the Feast of the Transfiguration. And then we start pre-Lent, just in case you're looking for some orientation there. Hey, thanks for coming out today. I recognize it took a little courage and probably a little shoveling and a little the help of God ultimately to be here, so thanks for your presence. When I got here early this morning, the temperature was at 53 degrees, which is below the minimum that we like to keep it, which tipped me off that the heat wasn't working. So we ended up making a call, and a gentleman made it over, and I went and felt the radiator, and we have heat. So there's heat right now. So we'll be ready for tomorrow. God's blessings to all of you. We'll look forward to seeing you hopefully tomorrow for the second Sunday after the Feast of Epiphany. I know that Jophia Cox is having her first communion tomorrow, so that will be a very special thing. So please remember Jophie. Any other announcements that any of you have? John? No.
No, that will be just First Communion for her, but we do. I am working with another young man named Victor Flores. Victor Flores, and he's coming to catechesis, and he's preparing to be baptized, so remember him. Remember him as he begins his baptismal path here with catechesis. God's blessings, y'all. Enjoy the weekend. Tenka poinsettia is downstairs. Thanks, Judy.